Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Look at that
yes.
picture.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Doesn't
yes, hello.
Yes.
Good.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Where are we?
Hello.
Now?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
That picture.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Thank you.
Yes. Hello.
Doesn't seem to be perfect.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Good.
Hello.
Thank
yes,
you.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Picture.
Yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
How does it
yes.
seem to you now?
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Thank you.
Yes.
Look
hello.
Picture.
Yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank
hello.
You.
Yes.
Does it seem to be
hello.
Persisting?
Yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes. Hello.
Thank you.
Yes.
Where
hello.
Now?
Yes.
Good.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Look at that picture.
Yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank
hello.
You.
Yes.
How does it seem
hello.
To you now?
Yes.
Good.
Hello.
Thank
yes.
You.
Hello.
Look at that picture.
Yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes. Hello.
Doesn't seem to be persisting.
Yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Where are we
yes.
now?
Yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes. Hello.
Does it seem to
yes.
be persisting?
Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Look at that
yes.
picture.
Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank
hello.
How
yes.
does it seem to you now?
Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank
hello.
You.
Look yes. Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Doesn't seem to
yes.
be persisting.
Hello.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Where are we now?
Yes.
Good.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
A couple of computer scientists here at Bell Labs started to develop some programs they needed for their own use. What Ken Thompson and Dennis Ritchie started developing then has evolved into the Unix operating system, which by now is widely used around the world.
We are trying to make computing as simple as possible. In the late 1960s, Dennis Ritchie and I realized that the then current operating systems were much too complex. We attempted to reverse this trend by building a small, simple operating system on a mini computer.
Well, what we wanted to preserve was not just a good programming environment in which to do programming, but a system around which a community could form, fellowship. We knew from experience that the essence of communal computing, as supplied by remote access time-sharing systems, is not just to type programs into a terminal instead of a key punch, but to encourage close communication.
The Unix system started out as a two-man effort, and by now it's used all over Bell Labs. We have close to 20,000 computer terminals in this company, roughly one per employee, and most of them are used for communicating with Unix systems. One of the main reasons the Unix system is popular around here is because it provides graceful facilities for decomposing complex computing tasks into simple subtasks.
The Unix operating system is basically made up of three parts. The kernel, or operating system proper, is the part that manages the control of the machine, supervises scheduling of various user programs. The shell, which is the name we give to the command interpreter, looks after the communication between the user and the system itself. The third part, which is actually the largest, is the various utility programs, which perform specific tasks like editing a file, or sorting a bunch of numbers, or making a plot. In other words, all the other programs that are not provided directly as part of the operating system.
Thank you. Goddamn perfect, I grieve and rather not eat. Trapped in the foulness of my wretched little pen, sick and suicidal, wondering if there'll be no end. Press on your eyes and pretend. That's all I ever get out of love. It's like I'm beating my head against a wall. Scarred from carving with signs on my arms. Terminal schizophrenia, wanting to rip off my skin. People like you make me grim. People like you. People like you shouldn't even be allowed in public places. It's worse than a riot, the random violence of your presence. To top it all off, you come up to me and talk of ill things. You're worse than degenerate, feeding off of other people's greed.
People like you make me sick.
Cause all I ever get out of love is both from bind my head against the wall. Sparks from carving his signs on my arms. Terminal schizophrenia, wanting to rip off my skin.
People like you make me grim.
People like you,
people like you.
Thank you.
but I'm singing in the shower. Soap and water get me powers. But I'm singing in the shower.
This is funky.
Getting ready for my day. So I gotta get fresh. Gotta exfoliate. You know Dove is the best. I ain't never in a rush. I perform it like a major. And I heard my phone ring, but I'll call him back later. Sing it like Whitney. Sing it like Britney. Sing it like Aretha. Sing it like Alicia. I sound great when I'm singing in the shower. Soap and water get the powers. When I'm singing in the shower.
This is funky.
I be scrubbing to the groove. I ain't into taking baths. Sometimes I do, just so I can suck my ass. Man, I love the echo, 'cause the shower like the stage. Every time I'm in the shower, I just feel so brave. Sing it like Whitney. Sing it like Britney. Sing it like Aretha. Sing it like Alicia. I sound great when I'm singing in the shower. Soap and water give me powers. When I'm singing in the shower.
This is funky.
I sound great when I'm singing in the shower. Soap and water give me powers. When I'm singing in the shower.
This is funky.
Happy Friday, user FX, signing off in two songs, streaming whenever mount is available, go for as long as you'd like, give a free chance, give peace a chance.
stargazers, if I were to ask you to name the first comet you can think of, I bet most, if not all of you, would say Halley's Comet. So what exactly makes Halley's Comet so famous? The short answer is that Halley's Comet was the first time astronomers understood that comets came back. They could be repeat visitors in our night skies. See, before Halley's Comet was discovered, the common belief was that comets made only one pass through our solar system and then disappeared. But in the early 1700s, astronomer Edmund Halley figured out that all these bright comets that were reported over hundreds of years, it wasn't many comets, but just one that was periodically making return trips through our solar system. And that comet was named after him, Halley's Comet. And in fact, Halley's Comet has been connected to ancient astronomical observations going back over 2,000 years. It's famously featured in an ancient tapestry that chronicles the Battle of Hastings in 1066. Halley's Comet is connected to tons of other human history too, but my personal favorite is the American author Samuel Clemens. He was born in 1835, the same year Halley's Comet flew by. It was coming back in 1910, and so in 1909, the author wrote, "They came in together, so they must go out together." That author, Sam Clemens, is actually known as Mark Twain.
Next week, the two brightest planets will have a super close meeting, and you can watch it. On Monday, the 21st, 45 minutes before sunrise, facing southeast, the brightest planet, Venus, and the second brightest planet, Jupiter, were only 11 degrees, or 22 full moons apart, and will move two full moons closer each day. By next Monday, the 28th, they'll be only 4 degrees or 8 full moons apart. On Tuesday, only 3 degrees or 6 full moons. On Wednesday, only 2 degrees or 4 full moons. On Thursday, only 1.2 degrees or 2 full moons. And then, ta-da, on Friday, February 1st, they will be at their very closest. Only 6-tenths of 1 degree or 1 full moon apart. Don't miss this. Keep looking up.
Stargazer is funded in part by Novan Pharmaceuticals.